Hey everybody, Doug Edison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, February 16th, 2022. And I want to show you how to open the storehouses of heaven over you. And I tell you, it's such an exciting time that's going on right now to keep you in the theme of this month's prophetic word, which I got was the start of sweet and deep revelation, which is on my website, DougAddison.com, also on my social media sites. You know, I've gotten some sweet and deep revelation for you, even this right now. The Lord pulled this together for me, and I'm so excited. You know, I've been getting so much revelation right now, having sweet times with the Lord. And He wants to do this in the midst of troubled times. He wants to be your anchor and your hope. And so I have an encouraging word for you, especially if you need a shot of encouragement. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, for the angels. We thank you, Lord, that you're pulling everything together right now for an amazing breakthrough in Jesus' name. Well, this year, in 2022, I released a prophetic word called Your Life Purpose is Being Revealed. That's the word for this year, January 2022. And it's true. The Lord is opening up right now deeper revelation and understanding in what you're called to do. And so watch as He does this because, you know, you need to walk it out in your daily life. So He's going to give you the plan. He's going to give you some revelation and the plan. And with this, Ephesians 3:9 was a big part of it. To make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery for which from ages past has been kept hidden in God who created all things. Ephesians 3:9, take a look at it. The Lord said, I'm going to do this for you. There's revelation about your life purpose. This is the mystery that's been hidden over you. And also the administration on how to walk it out, how to bring it to, over life. Basically, the Lord is releasing a life purpose treasure map. Now, with treasure maps, that's what your life purpose is really like, a treasure map, where it takes time. You've got to, you know, solve some of the clues, so to speak. You got to walk things out. And that's the way it works with the Lord. And so the Lord's going to really reveal the mystery and the administration, which is the divine ability to make it a reality. He's going to become your life coach with this. Oh, my goodness. He's the creator of all life, so why not? He's the best life coach you could get in the midst of this. The Lord is opening up the ancient paths. I love this. This is out of Jeremiah 6:16. Now, first of all, the ancient path actually means that the Lord is going to give you understanding into things that you're called to. And I'm going to unpack this a little bit with a power punch at the end. But Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your soul. I tell you, I could camp out on, if I was stuck on an island somewhere. I wish I had Jeremiah 6:16. There's so much in this. Just I'd recommend just really soak it in. He's going to open up ask for the ancient path. Ask for the good way and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. And the Lord is going to bring about some major changes, and you're going to find yourself in some major crossroads. That's what he stands at the crossroads, Jeremiah. And the Lord is going to release greater levels of hidden revelation that's going to give you deeper level healing and rest. That doesn't mean you take time off, really. When you enter into the Lord's rest, like I have entered into the Lord's rest, I get a lot done. It doesn't mean I sit on the couch, really. Nothing wrong with it, but I'm just telling you, there's a misunderstanding about the Lord's rest. We need to rest in His power, rest in his strength. Rest in his goodness. And, you know, the Lord's releasing a major level of revelation. So watch for new songs, books, strategies to flow this year. Well, you'll need to sort it out. I'm writing so much stuff down right now. I'm going to go sort it out later because there's a flow from heaven right now. So in the process, the Lord is going to help you with decisions because that's what I'm standing at the crossroad. He's going to help you make decisions. So watch for divine understanding to open up to you and how to pray through these decisions. The ancient path could also be things that you were called to do from your generational line or your ancestral line. There's greater insight coming. It's part of the prophetic word for this year. He's bringing greater insight in your family tree. And well, now you know why Ancestry.com and all these ancestry type things are going on right now. I know I did mine. I found all kinds of good stuff. I found that the Lord is releasing greater power and understanding into your heritage. And we need to do some deliverance in there. There'll be some things to get some generational ties broken. But this will bring the generational blessings into your life. This too is part of the ancient path. There's a lot of training on identifying generational curses and ties, which we need, believe me. But this is also, remember, that you identify the generational curse and tie so that you can fulfill the generational blessing that's being blocked. So part of this discovery in the ancient paths for this year, the enemy has been going, he's been really trying to work overtime. He's been working through hidden generational doors that people don't know, these access pathways to try to stop us from flowing in the Lord's gifts, from flowing into his blessings in your life. And this is why the gospel, think about it, the genealogy, the gospel, a couple of the gospels open with the genealogy of Jesus, because it's important to understand where you came from so that you can bring about the blessing. That doesn't matter if you were, hey, if you don't know your heritage or anything, you're grafted in. You are grafted into the Lord. So the Lord's going to reveal more about this so that you can actually close some doors to the attacks and the curses. And then open the ancient paths of blessing. That's what I've been doing this year. I spent a whole year doing it. So in the process, God will direct your steps. Proverbs 16:9. A man or woman, in their heart, they make plans, but the Lord directs your steps. Don't be afraid to take steps. Don't be afraid. A lot of people are afraid to mess up so you don't do anything at all. Oh, no. This is a time right now we need to learn. You know, the Lord will turn your baby steps into bigger things. And just as the Lord does not expect a baby to walk instantly, so you'll have to give yourself grace to walk through this time of discovering more about your life purpose and allow the Lord really to use your mistakes. And if something happens, you know what? I don't succeed at everything I do at all. I just get back up or I just keep moving. And what really, really is important this year, because the Lord is bringing you out of the valley of trouble, and he's opening a door of hope. I love this. A valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. Hosea 2:15. I love this in the New Living Translation. It says it well. I will return her vineyards to her and transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. Boy, that's heavy. And she will bring, and he's just talking about Israel too, but this, you could get this. And then I'm going to give back her vineyards from her. And the Lord said, man, I'm going to do some stuff here. I'm going to turn the valley of trouble, it's also called Achor, the valley of Achor in some translations, but translates to trouble. And this is such a powerful, powerful word. I tell you, no matter when you listen to this, God is outside of time and he can transform your understanding of things. It's happening right now, but it's also happening It's just happening all the time. God is just like the Lord is limitless. He has no limits. What you can do through the Lord's love and power has no limits as well. You're only limited, you know, by maybe unbelief, but you can break through that. Here's drum roll. I want to hear the drum roll. Yeah, the virtual drum roll. Because here's the power punch I told you was here. The Lord is opening up the storehouses. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouses of his bounty. He'll send rain in your land in season and bless all the work of your hands. And you will lend to many nations and borrow from none, says the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:12. I tell you, I love this. And there is an amazing release of financial blessings, plans from heaven. We need to. I tell you, the storehouses in heaven are going to open right now because the storehouses on earth have been depleted. And the Lord is going to increase the finances. He's going to release financial blessings. He's going to release strategies. He's going to start releasing these things again. The storehouses of heaven are going to open, are opening actually right now. They have been because the storehouses on earth have been depleted by the pandemic, all this stuff. But you know what? This goes way beyond money. This goes into blessing because he says, I will bless the work of your hands. Yes, the Lord is opening up the storehouses of heaven over you. And this is a huge part of your life purpose. And this is a huge part of the ancient door. And you tap into these things. Ooh-wee, man. I'm talking biblical things here, you know. And here's a few powerful biblical principles to help you prepare and bring this into a reality right now. Well, the first and most powerful principle is the principle of love. But people miss this. Jesus said this more than anything else. He said over and over, Matthew 22:37-40, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. A second commandment. He said, that's the greatest, which that actually, that's the first commandment of the ten. And he went on and he added to it. He said, the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. He says, all the laws of the prophet are hung on these two commandments. Now, Jesus was referring to the greatest commandment of love. And, you know, he was talking about love in general. But if you take a look at this is a triune love. There's three loves here. Love God, love your neighbor, and love yourself. I tell you, I got those out of alignment a few times in my life. Most recently, if you've ever heard that I got sick for a few years, it's because the Lord wanted me to understand this. I started getting upset in the back of my head over things that had happened, you know, some deaths in my family. I got upset at the Lord, and then I had unforgiveness in my heart, and then, you know, I had some low self-esteem. Hey, guess what? That's not loving God, loving myself, and loving others. And once I brought alignment, I want to tell you, I got some healing, and the Lord's going to show you more about this. And so as you bring these under the authority and the direction of Jesus, you will come into agreement with the Bible and heaven. And this, friends, is the secret to health and wealth. Everything flows from this. Is when you do this, when I brought this into alignment, loving God, I had to go through some inner healing. I had to go through some stuff, but this is how to do it. And so here's another one, another principle of seeking God first. I'm going to give you three principles. Seeking God first. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of the Lord and all of his righteousness and all of these other things will be added to you as well. So we must first seek the Lord in prayer and our decisions. And maybe we're tempted to go plow into the day. You know, we need to slow down and ask the Lord, is there anything you want me to do right now? Maybe there's anything that's for today. Ask for the Lord's timing. Ask for things. And ask what steps you need to take. And also, don't worry about things. He's got you covered. You know, I know it's been a tough time. You can get a breakthrough. Here's another powerful principle. It's the principle of being proactive. Matthew 7:7. This is right after Jesus teaches a prayer. the Lord's Prayer. He goes on to say how to do it. He says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, again, he was talking about, he was applying how to activate prayer. Notice he says, ask, seek, knock. A-S-K, an acronym. And it's powerful. It doesn't say sit on the couch and wait for the door, Lord to open the door. Now there's power in waiting, but you need to be proactive. You need to get up right now. There's people, the Lord changed my message. He said that, you know, I wasn't planning on talking about this. And he put this in this message. And he says, you need to ask, seek, and knock, especially right now. It's a powerful time. Go out, you know, hey, update your resume. Call some people. Find something that's going to, you know, find a, just do one small step, basically. And the Lord will add to it. Now, here's three power moves for you right now. I do these all the time. Every day, I base my life around them, my spiritual life. And one is decree Bible verses. And decreeing is praying. Basically, Job 22:28 says, you will decree a thing and it will be established for you so that the light will shine on your ways. Wow, how about that? If you need something established, you need the light of the Lord to shine on the way, find a Bible verse that supports what you need and begin to pray and decree. Decree just means that you can either sing it, pray it. You can change the words a little bit. You don't want to change the meaning, but you can use freedom to decree. Then the second is take communion. I take communion every day. And the third is go on a negative talk and thought fast for at least 21 days. A negative fast from negativity. Fast from negative thoughts. Take them captive when you get them. Now, I want to give you some Bible verses to decree if you want to do this. Is first of all, Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord will open the storehouses, the good storehouse, the heavens, and give rain on your land in season. And he will bless the work of your hands, and you will lend to many and borrow from none. That's one. How do you like to be the lender and not the borrower? We moved to that. You know, we have money at the bank, so we actually lend ourselves. You know what I mean? And it's good because the Lord opened the storehouses, but I had to break these things off to get there. A second one, Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you, says the Lord. And I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word. I thank you that you almost arrested me with this. You just said, change this message. This needs to go out right now because I'm opening the storehouses. So, Lord, we activate this word. We pray, Lord, that you would open the ancient paths and we stand at these, at the crossroads. We pray, Lord, that you would align us with your love, the love, your love of the Father, love others and loving ourselves. We pray, Lord, that you would pull us into agreement with what it is that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. We're doing a really powerful thing right now. My team is so, my Enlight Connection team, I just love them. We're doing the prophetic lifestyle training kit right now because we want to prepare you for how to share God's love in a natural way. Tell you, it's regularly $150. It's full. It was my original prophetic evangelism workshop, and we've added to it. And it's not what you think. It is a power. You need, actually, if you want to have the Joseph anointing, if you want to move into this new season to be able to touch people, I train you in this on how to speak non-religiously, how to listen to the voice of the Lord, how to communicate things, because you need to step up right now. It's regular $150. It's $39. Get out of here. You got DougAddison.com/prophetic lifestyle. Also, follow me on social media. Consider checking out my YouTube channel. And it's youtube.com/DougAddison. And anyway, I'm just so excited for what's going on. And I'm pray God will open up the heavens over you and give you the shot of encouragement in Jesus' name. See you next week.